880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, as the door closes and Johnny Irish comes in to give us a hand on social media, we've got Freed on Business back on for you today live. We're going to talk some summer topics. We're going to start off with Richard Hayes from Warren Henry Infinity, part of the Warren Henry Auto Group. Richard is a senior master mechanic over there, ASE certified, and we're going to talk about what happened in that big rainstorm, what you can do to avoid it, what some things are that you need to look for the next time. We'll talk a little bit about what I did to get through the storm, through that great flood of 13, as we like to call it. In the second half of the hour, our U Health guest is Dr. James Grichnick. He's an expert in the early detection of melanoma. People that love the sun like me are going to want to make sure that they hear Dr. Grichnick and his opinions on melanoma. He does some pretty new stuff. You want to hear what's going on about surveillance detection, etc. Late in the show, we're going to talk about some of the things that I've been working on this week, including urban residential development, healthcare development, retail development, return on equity for office, private equity investing, energy management, social media, philanthropy, and also the experience I had at Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Stick with us. The stock market went up on better-than-expected economic trend data. It looks like the economic trends are pointing upwards, and we'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Richard Hayes. He is going to be on talking about the flood, what to do, what not to do. I'll be talking about my experiences, so stick with us. We'll be right back after this short break.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Oh, hey, this is Jim Freed. Steve got me all confused with the fingers and the running back and forth. And oh, boy, Steve. So anyway, what I've got to do right now is I got to tell everybody about Warren Henry Automotive. The first thing I want to do is tell the everybody that Warren Henry and the Marlins have combined to do a suite night out at the Marlins. It took about, an hour for them to get rid of, to give away all their seats. They had a great response.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, it's Warren Henry. It's always Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for any time. I mean, for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
We want to We want to welcome the experts at UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. And today, as we get older, we're all at risk of developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at the Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243, and I love this part, 2020. Again, the number's 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Baskin-Palmer's been rated the number one eye hospital in the country 9 years running by U.S. News and World Report. So visit baskinpalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're mixing it up and stirring the pot up here. I want to give a shout-out to Sean Flood of the Florida Marlins. Good luck with your new position up at the Jacksonville Jaguars, and thanks for being part of the Marlins team that supports Freed on Business. I want to give a high five to at Warren Henry Auto. They ran a contest and on their Facebook page, and it was giving away a bunch of Marlins tickets. The tickets were given away in just minutes, so we'll have to run another contest with Warren Henry Auto Group. I also want to say we're stirring it up and tying it up with Lauren's Kids. Lauren's Kids is going to be working with Tarek at ESPA Training to help educate some of the communities that Tarek has been working with on a fitness level for years. So that's what we do here on Freedom Business. We stir it up with all our people here. So if you want to bring Lauren's Kids out to have a talk, give us a call or email us. Send me an email to jim@freedombusiness.com. And now we've got somebody who is one of the more important people in my lives on a regular basis. We've got Richard Hayes. Richard has served 3 years in the armed forces and then started working for Warren Henry Auto in 1988. He started changing oil in the lube lane and progressed to shop foreman assistant manager. Today, he's an ASE and Infinity Master Tech. This is the guy that keeps my cars running. Richard, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Now, the reason that Larry thought you'd be good to put on the show was because of last week's catastrophic rain event. I was trapped in my J car for JX for about a half hour with my wife in more than waist deep water. Finally made it through, blasted through, made every mistake in the book that you're going to tell people not to do, I'm sure. Finally gutted it out and got back on Biscayne 95 and then home. So let's start off with the real question, Richard. How many cars came in and what were they?
Geez, we had over 18 cars come in that were flooded. Probably half of them need engines. That's how bad the water was. It went so high, it sucked up into the intake manifold. It's like a straw. What it does is it bends the connecting rod, and then you need a new motor.
Oh, my gosh. Now, how high does the water have to be in my car? Over the hood or over the exhaust pipe?
Generally, probably halfway above the bumper.
Wow, you know, I must have made it by 3 inches. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, I mean, you were lucky. I mean, but with the JX, it's so high up off the ground that you can, you know, go through some serious water with that. The people that were getting stranded was the G37s and the M37s and the smaller vehicles, you know. We didn't have any problems with the FXs and the QX56s and the JXs. And, of course, Range Rovers, they had no problem at all because they're made to go through that.
Well, I got to tell you is that my wife and I finally made it to high ground right in front of DSW. And then we watched a Range Rover go around and around in the parking lot, finally went over by Starbucks, and then got out. And my wife said, "That's the ticket." And I said, "What?" She goes, "That's the car I want next time."
Right.
Well, you know, but I'm sitting there in her Infiniti J. We had no problem. We went right behind the guy. I have to tell you, I did throw it into first gear and power it up there for just a second. But as long as it kept running, we were fine. And in fact, when I got up, it sort of stalled out. I let it dry out a little, started it up. I swear to you, I couldn't believe it, how great that worked.
And it was terrible over there. And that is a a bad flood zone. It always floods out there. And the scary thing is that you don't know where the roads are. When it's raining so hard, you can't see. It's flooded so bad, people are going off the road, and they don't even know they're off the road. I had a customer that came in. We were open from 7:30 to 7:30 on Saturday, taking in all these flood cars. It was like a convoy coming in. When they came in, I'm routing them to the back, and I'm talking to the customers and explaining them how the insurance process works and how we have to get them to, go get a rental car because their insurance pays for that, and we don't give loaner cars for that. But when one lady, she went off the road and went into a ditch. She couldn't even get out of the car. When she got out of the car, people had to help her out. The water came in. It went over her legs in the seats. As she exited the car, the airbags deployed. That car was a total loss.
Well, I got to tell you, though, is that we're going to get to some of my little experiences here as we go through bits and pieces. So I'm driving through the really deep water. And it sounds like I'm in the hunt for Red October. All the warning lights are going off, all the flashing, beep, 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 because I got the sonar, you know?
Right.
So the sonar thinks the water is a car.
Exactly.
So I got beep, beep, beep.
Things.
Oh, my God. And my wife goes, don't back up. I go, why? She goes, the sonar's going off. I go, honey, that's because there's water back there.
Absolutely. It's bouncing off. The sonar's bouncing off the water, and it's coming back, and it senses that you're hitting something, but it was a false reading.
And it freaks you out because you're stuck. If you get stuck and you get stopped, you can't get out. That you open up that car, your interior's done.
Exactly. Once you open the door, the water just floods in. The best thing is to do is stay in your car. But, you know, who's going to do that? It's raining. They don't want to sit there, you know, and the water's going to take forever. But that's the proper thing to do.
Yeah, you know, and then sort of I had the halfway high five. I found the high ground. My wife said, what are we going to do? I said, I brought you here. Go shoe shopping. She laughed because it was still sheets of water coming down. And I said, listen, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to sit on the high ground. I had a guy that was following me. He's honking me. I just started waving him around. I think he's still in the parking lot. And I said, I'm going to stay. The car stalled. While I got here, I said, give me a minute, let the car sort of dry out. I'm going to see if it starts. If it starts, we're going to sit here, let the car dry, let the air conditioning go. Now, here's a question for you. You know, how long does it take for the mildew to start forming? If I don't have mildew in my air conditioner by now, I'm okay, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, generally, if it gets inside the car, it goes underneath the carpet, and you wouldn't even know it's there after the surface of the carpet dries. So you definitely have to get the car in there, and you pull the carpet out. You're going to vacuum up a gallon of water that's underneath there.
Now, you were talking about that Saturday was like a parade of cars, a caravan, a convoy. You were there for a long, long time, extra ordinary hours. What happened on Sunday?
Sunday, the same thing.
Two days?
We were open then, and we had the people coming in, and we're taking them in all weekend because, you know, we treat all our customers like family. Even if you're not our customer, we'll take you in. We're going to treat you the best. We're going to, you know, take care of everything. We set you up. We get you a car. We get you out of here. We know you had a bad weekend, and we do everything we can to satisfy our customers.
Well, I want you to hold that thought, Richard. We're going to go to a break. And then we're going to talk about the Warren Henry family. We're going to talk about a little bit more about the experiences that people had. I'll probably get a little funny and talk about how I forded a river and my wife was screaming at me. But we'll be right back after this short break. We're with Richard Hayes, head mechanic at Warren Henry Automotive Infinity up in North Dade, back after this.
You were under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be? Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Saturday spectacular at Marlins Park. Enjoy all you can eat seats starting at just $27 for unlimited KM Franks, peanuts, popcorn, nachos, Pepsi, and Aquafina water every Saturday home game. Celebrate Fellowship Day on Saturday, June 15th, and see your Marlins against the Cardinals at 4:10. Then head to the West Plaza for a post-game concert featuring Thizzle, Jason, and FFH, presented by Metro Ford. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, Johnny just caught me dancing to the Miami Marlins song, man. That song is so much fun. I love the little energy that they show out there, the boost. I'm taking my mom to the St. Louis Cardinals game this Saturday. We're going to sit in our seats. We're going to give high fives. We're going to have hot dogs, peanuts, popcorn. I may get her to have a beer. And we're just going to have a good old time. I don't care. That place is just one awesome, fun place to be. Now, we're here with Richard Hayes. Richard served 3 years in the armed forces. Then he started working for Warren Henry in 1988. He started changing oil on the lube line and progressed to shop foreman, assistant manager. Today, he's my top guy over there. He's an ASE and Infinity Master Tech. He keeps my cars on the road and yours too if you're part of the Warren Henry family or if you want to become part of the Warren Henry family. Richard, what's happening?
How you doing, Jim?
I am rocking. I am cooking like hot grease, and we are talking cars. We are talking how to not get in trouble. Now, Richard, let's just give somebody a list. You can't get in trouble if you don't move, right?
Exactly. Or if you see the water, try to avoid it at all costs.
You know,
it's not going to be good, you know, especially those deep puddles. I mean, it's very dangerous to go in there.
Well, I'm a complete fool. Let's talk about me and being a complete fool for a minute. So I'm there and I'm crossing Biscayne Boulevard. It's 3 o'clock. Now, we already know it's nuts over there. I work. I don't watch, you know, TV. And, you know, sometimes I don't have enough time to check what's really going on locally. So I just say, oh, these people are crazy. And I plow through. Bang. I'm in like mid, you know, 2 feet of water. And I go, this is no big deal. This is South Florida. Bah, 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 bah. I make the left hand turn at the real estate deal I called the Wire Factory right by the marina, and the cops shut down, the police shut down the street because it's flooded. Now I'm sitting there, I'm just now angry. I can see where I'm going. This is what happens. I see where I'm going. I can get there. It's just that there's 5 feet of water between me and there. And so I say, the heck with these people. The light changes. I go past Moe's Deli around the related deal, and now I'm stuck, but I can see where I'm going. The street's right in front of me. Cars are flooded on either side, not moving, but what do I care? I just plow right through. And because I made it to the parking garage, I thought I could make it out. This is what goes on, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. Now, you're up there, you're watching what's going on out there. The people are flooded, but hey, it stopped raining. Water must be going down. If I make it across the street, I'm home free, right? So I get into the street. I somehow get across the street. I'm in the Publix parking lot. I go, I'm home free. My wife goes, look what's going on up over there. So I follow a pickup truck around by Chef Allen's, and I get into the street over by DSW, and then you pick up the story because I told this part already. Somehow I got to the top. My car stalled out, pushed a button, it started. I said, hallelujah. My wife said, what's going on? How are we getting home? I said, relax, honey, just do your reading and I'll get you home. 20 minutes later, we were home. I couldn't believe it. But there were a lot of people that had problems, Richard. What were some of the things that you saw that were coming through there? Give me a couple of the story. You must have heard some doozies.
Oh, geez, I've had a lot of customers that came in and they said, you know, it just stalled out. They were stuck. It was raining. They were scared. You know, one lady, she couldn't get out of her car. Someone had to help her. It was just unbelievable. It was just a real mess. And, you know, people are zooming around trying to go through it. They're getting stuck on the left and right of them. But it was a bad situation. That's why you try to avoid that. You don't want to go through the water. If you do, go very slow. You don't want to make a big wake. Once you make a big wake and when you're driving fast, it tries to go over the hood of the car. And when it goes over the hood of the car, it goes right into the engine and then it sucks it up like a straw.
Oh, wait a minute now. Let's take a step back. What you just said was very important, but not something people would think about. What happens is that when the water's in front of you and it's up on your bumper, it starts to accumulate and rises in front of you?
Correct.
Oh, that's something people need to know.
Absolutely. So the best thing would be to go as slow as you can through it without making a big wake and try to get through and just keep the car running. And whatever you do, if it does stall, wait a little while before you restart it so that you can the water drains back out of the air cleaners and filters if it's able to.
Oh, man.
And start it up. And whatever you do, don't open the door. If you open the door, the water rushes in. And you got so many electrical harnesses and control units and this and that in the car. And once those get wet, forget it.
Wow. It just seems like I was blessed because I did all the right things by accident. I mean,
common sense.
Yeah, I stayed up by the sidewalk because I know that these shopping centers are designed to drain to the middle. That's where I lost the pickup truck. See, the pickup truck was going around the edge of the parking lot. Then he went for the shortcut, so he went through the middle. That was it for him.
Right.
You know, and I just kept going, and I went slow and steady. I just kept it. I told you, I put it in first. I kept going slow. It was like the Hunt for Red October. Beep, 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 beep. I thought that the world was coming in on me. But I said, calm down. It's just the sonar. And I kept going, got it to high ground, and it was on a tilt. So I was just naturally lucky, and I'm thinking to myself, let the water come out of the tailpipe. Please, please, please. And apparently it did. It did stall. I did do the wait because the whole thing's electric. I keep going, what am I going to do if the electrical shorts out? Then you're done. So I just waited, didn't want to do it while it was definitely going to be wet. Waited a minute or two, pushed it, let the AC blow a little bit, gathered up my strength, watched the Range Rover tell me the path, and then I went behind the Range Rover. It sounds to me like I got the plan for success as hurricane season's upon us.
Exactly. I think if you stick to that rule, you'll be good and take those few tips we discussed today and you'll be all set.
Okay. Now, Richard, I want to talk for just a minute because you've been with Warren for 25 years, is it?
24 years. 24? Going on 25, yep.
Okay, and you served in the armed forces. You came out and you just started working for Warren straight out of high school and the military?
Yep. I went to high school, went to the military, volunteered. Started working for Warren, and I've been working here for him for 24 years, and it's been the best company you could work for. This place treats you like family. It's unbelievable. And they treat their customers the same way.
Well, you know, that's why we come back. We've been going there for about 30 years. My mom's known the new Warren's parents at synagogue, sung in the choir with them. And I must tell you, it is a family. They treat every single one of the three generations over there, treats everybody like $1 million. Richard, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, talking to us about the things that happened in the rainstorm. We look forward to seeing. I'll be there tomorrow to get my wife. I'm bringing in the J car for service. You're not there on Fridays.
Well, I'm on vacation tomorrow, so.
All right, well, you deserve the vacation. You worked hard on that Saturday and Sunday, so we're going to give you the term of the day. It's a hashtag high five going out to @WarrenHenryAuto. Thank you so much for serving up Richard Hayes. Richard Hayes is their ASE Infinity Master Tech. He runs his shop back there. He's been with them 20-something years, and he takes care of our cars. He should be taking care of your cars, too. Thanks again, Richard.
Thank you, Jim.
It's my pleasure. Now, Steve, we still got a few minutes left in the segment, right? So we got to talk a little bit about what's been going on with Lauren's Kids, because what's been going on with Lauren's Kids and Freedon Business is just something that's really miraculous. I had a meeting the other day. In fact, the meeting that I went up to in Aventura through all the crazy rain was at Ron Book's office to talk about Lauren's Kids. And what we did was we talked about the value adds that we're bringing to Lauren's Kids, because it's not just putting Lauren on the radio. Putting somebody on the radio, that comes, that goes, you create the content, that's great. My wife and I are involved with Lauren's Kids because Lauren's Kids gives us the opportunity to change the lives of people, not just young people, but all kinds of people. I'll give you an example. My wife was talking to a friend the other day. The friend was going, they were talking about Lauren's Kids. What's Lauren's Kids? Is it a charity or an outreach? My wife goes, it's outreach. Her friend goes, oh my goodness, they need to talk to somebody I know that just mentioned that they have a problem like this. So it happens a lot. It happens to people you know. Another thing we're doing with them is that Tarek Maddox is going and working with them and taking them around to the community. So we're working in that regard. My lovely wife, Vivian Freed, who's taken this as a personal challenge, is going and helping them getting into other groups to help them speak with other youth groups around town. And if you're watching the Heat games, keep special attention on a few people. Watch the wrist of Eric Spoelstra. Look at the wrist of Mike Miller. Look at the wrist of James Jones. You know what you're going to see? You're going to see the same turquoise wristband that I'm wearing in my photos, that my wife is always wearing in her photos, the same turquoise wristband that helps us remember that 42 million kids have been molested that we know about, and there's a lot more, including potentially somebody that you may know. So Lauren's Kids is something that we're really focused on here. We're making it a focus of our second half of the year, Freed on Business Philanthropy. We're going to be doing events with them. We're going to be doing all kinds of different things. And if you want more information, just join Twitter. We're going to talk Twitter today. We're going to go to @Lauren's Kids. And follow them on Twitter. You'll see all kinds of stuff. And Johnny, it's Lauren's Kids on Facebook. Same thing?
Yep, same thing.
Okay. Johnny's been talking to them a lot. We've been working with them to hang their stuff in places like the NBA, @NBA we've been tagging. We've been tagging @NFL. When Tarek does the training, I always say we're training like an NFL or NBA player. And we're starting to reach those people, and we're trying to let them know about Lauren's Kids. You'll see some tweets go out tomorrow. Probably that'll include, Spo and Miller and Jones as we give them a high five for supporting Lauren's Kids, because that's where we're about here on Freed on Business. It's not just about business. It's about the business of people, because after all, that's what it's about. It's about making the world a better place when you're gone, while you were here, reaching out, changing just one person's life. The impact you can have on that with @Lauren's Kids is something that we're involved with. It's something we see every day. It's something that we've talked about with Lauren on her walk in the show, and we're going to have Lauren and James Jones on the show in about a month before James's basketball camp, where he's going to do presentations about Lauren's Kids. Places where kids gather. If you're a coach, if you're a parent, call us at 305-541-2350. Email me, jim@freedonbusiness.com, or follow @Lauren's Kids on Twitter. Steve, take us out. We'll be right back with our U Health segment. This week, we're going to be talking about melanoma. It creeps up on you. Stay with us. You're going to want to hear this.
Everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lauren's Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
We've been talking to our friends at Warren Henry for the whole first hour. And if you were listening, you know it's good business to give your customers what they want. We were talking to Richard about that. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they all know this. this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, and believe me, that was in a series of Infinities. I've had them for 20 years. I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. So if you buy or lease any new Range Rover, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I want to remind everybody, but our show is brought to you by the experts at UHealth. That's the University of Miami Health System. UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, brings you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, rated number one by U.S. News and World Report for 9 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. For the next few weeks, you can learn more about UHealth when you pick up the Miami Herald. The UHealth Discovery Series focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough deliveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative, interesting things. They even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. We've actually talked about that on Freedom Business. You can look in our archives for that interview. Every week, there's something new to discover about UHealth. And if you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit UHealthSystem.com to learn more.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
All right. We want to thank UHealth, as always, for sponsoring our show. And we've got today Dr. James Grichnick. He's an expert in early detection of melanoma. He serves as the director of the melanoma program in the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. This interdisciplinary program offers comprehensive melanoma care. Dr. Grichnick also directs the world-class surveillance and detection clinic utilizing imaging technologies such as total body photography, dermoscopy, and confocal microscopy to allow for melanoma detection at early and more curable stages. Doc, we got to get together. I've been living here since I was a young kid. I go to the beach all the time, and I got a tan.
Not a good idea, Jim.
Oh, well.
Pleasure to be here, though.
Well, look, I guess I'm going early then. But, Doc, thanks for coming in. Tell me a little bit about what you got going on at UHealth.
Okay, well, certainly we have a comprehensive melanoma program, so we can really handle all aspects from prevention, early detection, and certainly treatment of intermediate and advanced disease. my specialty interests really are in early detection. trying really our best to identify melanomas and other skin cancers as early as possible at a point where we really can treat and cure the large majority of them.
Now, I think I was reading in the paper the other day that there's, I don't want to call it a breakthrough, but something new happened in your world that may make melanoma something that we can survive.
Yeah, you know, the last 3 years or so have been actually very exciting in the advanced melanoma world. You know, prior to 3 years ago, we really did not have medications that were really showing marked improvement in survival. And finally, we do have some breakthroughs that are helping. I will say we still have a long way to go, and you're much better off removing melanoma at an early stage where we cure it than certainly having metastatic disease. But in the metastatic treatment arena, we do have molecularly targeted therapies. So if you have a particular mutation in your melanoma, and about half the melanomas have this mutation, it's called the BRAF V600E mutation, there are designer drugs, if you will, that actually target that mutant molecule and do a very good job of reducing the bulk of that disease for a long, you know, for a period of time. Unfortunately, some of those patients do develop a resistance, so that's a continued problem. We also now have therapies that essentially help the immune system to identify the tumor, and by driving a little bit of autoimmunity, are also basically producing results by reducing metastatic melanoma. So, you know, it's nice to finally be at a phase where we are having an impact, but there is still work to do.
Well, I do put on SPF 30 every day on my face and my head and my neck and my ears, so I think I'm at least starting to do the right thing.
Yeah, so the key with sun is just kind of paying attention to really three things. And the first thing is time of day. The ultraviolet rays that cause the bulk of mutations really peak in the middle of the day. So the 4-hour period in the middle of the day is when 75% of those mutagenic rays hit the earth. So, you know, if you can do your outside activities early in the morning or later in the evening, actually when it's cooler and nicer out there anyway, it does help reduce the number of mutating rays you get. And then step two really is clothing. You know, people in the desert don't run around in swimsuits and bikinis. They kind of know to cover up and reflect the light away. And we really should take that lead. If we're out gardening or fishing, it's appropriate to wear something that, you know, covers up and reflects the light away. It can be cooling and certainly can reduce the mutations. And then the third thing, of course, is sunscreens. If you are going to be out there getting cooked, it is a good idea to have the sunscreen on. And I really prefer the physical blockers, the ones that are more zinc and titanium dioxide based.
Yeah, I've always, whenever we have a health expert or something on, they always talk about the zinc and titanium versus slathering yourself with unknown chemicals.
Yeah, you know, it's basically the data so far really is, you know, sunscreen's better than not sunscreen. But, you know, sometimes when you look at it, the zinc oxide we've been putting on babies' behinds for a long time, and titanium dioxide is a food whitening agent. You know, both of those agents have really long safety profiles, and essentially they work like paint. They just reflect the light away. So, you know, you feel pretty comfortable with those. And the other ones, I think they are a little bit unknown. Some of the clear sunscreens based on aromatic hydrocarbons that are absorbed, you know, I really prefer to stick with the physical blockers, and we'll see what the data shows down the line.
Yeah, so I guess just a little intuitive. I get hot, I get sweaty, my pores open, these unknown chemicals go in there. Maybe it's something that's quote-unquote waterproof. We'll just describe it as water-resistant. It gets in there, probably gives me a whole bunch of issues.
Yeah, I mean, there are some data showing that you can get, you know, blood levels of some of these sunscreens. So, you know, my preference is go with the zinc or titanium. I actually really like the sticks. They're these sticks that really are zinc and titanium, and they're more wax-based. And yet, you know, it's kind of a stripe, and then you have to rub it in. And often they're labeled as baby, which I guess that means put the safe stuff on the baby and the dangerous stuff on you. I'm not sure, but you know, my preference really is I really do like those products. So we'll see if those get see if that market increases in the future.
Well, now one of the questions I have is that there's a I would call it a cultural trend, to use Johnny's term. We're trending on people that don't go in the sun at all. I would call them sunophobics, the translucent. And I have a question on this. What about vitamin D?
Yeah, so, you know, I think that there are risks and benefits throughout life. And, you know, you have to balance and you really have to live life. You know, I mean, there's no... you know, living in the basement is probably not ideal. You know, so I think everything's a balance. I think if you come from a melanoma family, you've had a number of melanomas, you know, you're going to have to be, you have to be really careful. Clearly, if you're one of the children with xeroderma pigmentosa that, you know, have defects that make them really high at risk for ultraviolet light, you know, then you really do need to be extraordinarily careful. But for the rest of us, we have to pay attention. You know, ultraviolet light does cause mutations. It does create skin cancers. It does create photoaging. And then you have to balance it. You know, I think we do have to get out and enjoy life. But to the extent that you can do it earlier or later in the day, wear those clothes, wear the sunscreen. And then for the vitamin D issue, you know, you can take it and you can take the oral supplement. So particularly for my patients that are at high risk for melanoma, you know, my preference is take the vitamin, don't go out to get the mutation.
Well, Dr. Grichnik, just to give you the heads up on my intro where I talked about going outside, I will admit that I rarely go out between 11 and 3.
Yeah, and I think that's smart, you know, to the extent that you don't have to be out there. You know, it's hot anyway.
Oh, yeah. And listen, I want to talk a little bit because on your intro, Steve, how much time do I have? I got a couple minutes. If we go long, I'm going to come back because this is important.
Okay.
Doc, we talk about detection and right. surveillance. Now, tell me a little bit about that. And if it gets, don't get technical, but if it gets long, we're going to come back. So just tell me what I need to know about this, because it sounds like living in Miami, this is something we need to know about.
Yeah. So the first thing you need to know is that there's finally real data that we do actually save lives by skin cancer screening. There's studies now going on in Germany that have shown that by actually doing skin cancer screening, of their population, they're reducing death from melanoma by 47%. And those are not insignificant numbers. So, you know, the first thing to know is that by screening, finding these tumors early, we are saving lives. So it's important. Now, one of the things, and that's an area that we certainly concentrate on.
Doc, one second, because we're running up against the break. I want to come back. Can you stick with me?
Sure.
Excellent. Stevie, take us out. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more skin cancer prevention and detection. Anybody who knows somebody that likes to be outside, get them on the phone, get them on the radio, get them to listen to us. We're going to come back, tell you what you need to know. Stevie, take us out.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you'd found a friend.
Oh, man, I love that song. And I got to tell you, every time I think of that song, I think of Juan Gill. Juan, I want to give you a high five. I know you're riding around there listening. And if you're riding around there, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out my friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All are exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. That's right. You call my friends. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Wow, those dolphin commercials just get me so fired up. And I also get fired up every morning when I read the UHealth Discover series, the Discover UHealth series in the Herald. Discover UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, is in this week's Miami Herald. It's part of UHealth's Discovery series. You'll learn about the people and patients behind the breakthrough medicine that's happening right here in our own backyard. At the only university-based hospital in South Florida, top-ranked physicians partner with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. Look for UHealth's Discovery Series in this week's Miami Herald and El Nuevo Herald, or visit uhealthsystem.com to learn more.
Miami Marlins.
Come on and join the Marlins, y'all.
It's Marlins Family Sunday. Bring the family out and get 4 tickets, 4 KMB Franks, and 4 Pepsis with a Pepsi 4 for 54 pack. Celebrate Father's Day at the ballpark on June 16th when your Marlins battle the Cardinals at 110. The first 5,000 dads get a Marlins Dad's Fedora hat, courtesy of Preferred Care Partners. After the game, all kids can run the bases in the Diamond Dash. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with another Jim. We're on with Dr. James Grichnick. He's an expert in early detection of melanoma. He serves as the director of the melanoma program in the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We're going to talk about new trends in surveillance and detection. His clinic utilizes world-class methodology to do that. I'll bet I know one thing for sure, Doc, is that you're glad they got a roof on that Marlins ballpark that I'm going to be at this weekend with my mom.
You're right. No question.
Now, tell me a little bit about your imaging technologies and total body photography and all this really cool stuff that I couldn't pronounce.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, in order to detect melanoma, the more tools you have, the better job we can do detecting it early. So one of the things that we use is called dermoscopy, which essentially is a little surface microscope, which lets us look at the growth structures of the various moles and the melanomas. And basically, after a while, you get used to the patterns that are normal, and you can identify the patterns that are abnormal, which are more likely to be the early melanomas.
Okay.
We also use total body photos when looking at lesions that are questionable. It's useful to know whether it's changing or not.
Oh, there you go. Sure.
You know, melanomas continue to grow. So having something that doesn't look right and growing helps us to figure out that you know, is potentially a lesion that we need to remove. Now, I will say, though, that almost all acquired, all acquired nevi grow at some point. So just because something is grown doesn't mean it's bad, but that information does help us to sort out what's potentially bad and what's not. And then the third thing that we use in clinic is confocal microscopy, which was that one that was difficult to pronounce. And essentially, it allows us to look into the skin with cellular detail.
Wow.
So we can actually physically look into the skin, see what the cells look like, see where they're located. And that helps us to sort out whether this is a potential melanoma or another type of skin cancer versus a benign tumor.
We got another wow moment here on Freed on Business. That's just wow, because that ties right into what we talked about in the last segment where you got some new medicines.
Yeah, it's very cool technology. And, you know, I think we do a very good job at this point of sorting out, what doesn't need to be removed so we can avoid unnecessary biopsies, unnecessary scars, and do a very good job of finding the tumors at a very early stage, at which point the scars are smaller and the risk is very low.
I got to come visit you. I got to come get some of this stuff, and we can maybe even put it up on the internet. We could show people what we're doing to somebody who grew up here and what they're doing. I want to talk to you about this because I don't want to say that I'm scared. I don't even want to say that I'm concerned because I got no history. I got no growing moles. I really avoid the heat of the day. I sit in the shade even when I'm out there, but I'm always concerned. And when I've got a resource like yours, I want to use it. If other people want to do that, Doc, how do they find you?
Well, basically just the UHealth line and make an appointment.
Well, listen, Dr. James Grichnick, keeping us safe in our sunny society, thank you so much for coming and sharing your new technologies that UHealth is bringing to the forefront here in our town.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate being on.
It's my pleasure. Now, Steve, we got a few minutes left, don't we? We're going to do a straight shot at Jim. I talked a little bit in the flyer and a little bit at the beginning of the show, and why don't we start with my experience that I had at Game 2 of the NBA Finals, and I'd like to start that by going, dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. As I bounce up in my seat and I get in the vibe for the Heat playoffs, because that's what these guys play. And just because they don't run out on the floor and get introduced anymore and they're doing their hokey little cheer before the game, I guarantee you that if you go to the game, you're going to start sitting there and you're going to go dun, 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 and jump up and down in your seat. Now, it doesn't hurt if the first person that comes to sit near you is Stu Jackson and you give Stu Jackson a fist bump and tell him, hey, Stu, I'm all fired up, but I'm not going to make any trouble. I promise you won't have to get me thrown out or give me any fines, and you'll let me in next time. And then his good buddy Dave comes by, and Dave sits right in front of us. David Stern. High five to David Stern. He was a really nice guy, and I really enjoyed watching his invention, NBA TV, when I got back from the game. And then, of course, there was Adam Silverman, and I want to thank them both because they gave me the shirt off their back, because they give you those little t-shirts out there and they can't take them. So they gave me one for my wife. It was really, really nice of them. And I also got one of their programs. It was really good. Had a great time. Lots of positive energy. Hopefully that Heat team shows up tonight. We also touted that I'd be talking a little bit about what I worked on. So let's talk about that just a bit. I've been working on a bunch of urban residential, and it's beginning to evolve here in South Florida. I've been doing urban land transactions for 20 years. I did a land deal across from Dadeland Mall. It turned into Toscano. I did another one in downtown Miami. It's turning into Envy at Mary Brickell Village. So I know my stuff on these high-rise urban deals, and a lot of the condos are going up. They're getting financed. They're going to get done. The stuff that you see coming out of the ground, the stuff that you see rising, is working. There's a lot of secondary stuff that's bubbling around. A lot of that stuff is working and going to happen too. But there's the stuff that's a cut below that, the stuff that should really be rental apartments. But people are holding on to their land trying to build condos. They're going to hold on to their land, and I'll eventually build apartments on those sites, just like I'm in the process of developing sites from the last cycle's development deals that didn't get done. I'm going to do it again. So it's a part. It's sort of like back to the future on all that stuff. Healthcare. I've been doing a lot of healthcare. We've got some stuff that targets some very unique niches. We're addressing a lot of the memory care needs out there. We also have some hospital stuff that we're doing, and we're starting to grow that. It's very interesting to learn about the new technologies and the new challenges that are coming up as we age. And a lot of what I'm doing is aging related, not just because I'm one of them and not just because I started wearing glasses this year, but because we're all heading in that direction. And a lot of the discussions I have about this are very disconcerting. Not too many people are going to be able to have the final chapter that they're expecting unless we all pull together and start really investing in ourselves and in our communities. I want to thank everybody that was on the show today. You know, we talked a little bit about Lawrence Kids. I want to make sure you watch the Heat game and you look for Spo. He's wearing his band. Miller will be wearing his band. James Jones will have it on. Go to @LawrenceKids. I want to thank all of our sponsors, though, because they're the ones that make this show happen. I want to thank our sponsor, our folks at UHealth. We started our new format with the UHealth special discussion, and it's going to be just a growing relationship that we're going to build on and bring health and wellness to our community. I want to thank Social Media 305 for being the online voice of Freedom Business. I want to give a high five out to our good friend, Rob Denton. I can't wait to see Rob again. I know his daughter's matriculating matriculating at the University of Florida. We're going to have them on talking about best buddies. She's a top-of-the-line best buddies person. The NFL Alumni Association, caring for kids. It's a theme. Miami Dolphins, high five. The Miami Marlins, gotta love that. Lawrence Kids, Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Our website gets a bunch of hits all the time. If you miss the show, it'll be on www.friedonbusiness.com or it'll be on Monday at 10 o'clock. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 AM. Next week, we're going to have another great smoking hot show. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Stevie, take me home.
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape.
Whoa!
You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack. Ooh.